Remember the good old days? Those wonderful times when we all gathered together to hear those great stories that let our imaginations run wild. It was a simpler time when you could let your hair down and relax, a time of glory and honor. Well, come join us in the living room and relive those fun times again as we enjoy classic TV and radio shows right here on Radio America.
The amusingly transcribed Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Certainly a lot of sprucing up going on in the boys' room this afternoon. There's David Nelson in that clean sports shirt and neatly pressed slacks. This must be some occasion. He's industriously polishing his shoes. And there's Ricky Nelson, David's younger brother. He's industriously watching David polish his shoes.
What are you doing, David?
I'm shining my shoes. What's it look like I'm doing?
It looks like you're shining your shoe.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Well, now let's go around on the other shoe.
Look, I hate to sound inhospitable, but haven't you got anything better to do than get in my way?
Who's in the way? I'm helping. And stop showing off with those big words.
Well, to help you are. Look how you get shoe polish all over the place.
Okay, if you don't want me to help.
Well, you fellas look pretty busy in here.
Yeah, we're shining David's shoes.
You mean I am? You're just getting in the way.
Don't mind David, Mom. He's just mad at me.
Oh, I'm sure he isn't mad at you.
Sure he is. Because I know why he's getting all shined up.
Does a guy have to have a reason to shine his shoes?
Well, David's just neat, that's all.
He's neat, all right. Neat with the girls.
Who said anything about girls?
You never shine your shoes to take me out, that's for sure.
Okay, if you must know, I have a date. Going roller skating with Marilyn Miller.
Well, that sounds like it ought to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. When do we leave?
You aren't going, that's for sure.
Don't worry. Who wants to steal his brother's date?
That's a laugh. Marilyn's about twice as big as you are.
That's what I said. Who wants his brother's date to steal him?
Say, that's a nice shine, David.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
It sure seems silly shining your shoes to go roller skating. They'll just get all messed up.
Why should they? Your shoes never touch the floor.
Maybe not, but you sure do.
Oh, get lost.
I suppose you're a good skater.
I didn't say I was. As a matter of fact, I don't even like roller skating.
Well, then why are you going, David?
Oh, Marilyn likes to skate.
I don't get it. How come you're going if you don't like it?
Just because, that's all.
Just because what?
Look, I got my reasons.
Oh, I get it. Where do you go when you pay?
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Pa.
David's going roller skating because he doesn't like it.
What's this?
Well, it's not because David doesn't like skating. It's because Marilyn Miller does.
Oh.
If he didn't like skating so much, we could go someplace else.
Yeah?
If you ask me, David's turned out to be a strange child.
But David just has a date with a girl who likes to skate, so he's being nice enough to take her skating.
Well, say, that's a nice shine you have there, David.
Well, thanks, Pa.
Heck, it's not half as shiny as the other one.
Other one? What other one?
The one you're going to get on the seat of your pants.
Look, Ricky, I'm not that bad of a skater.
I don't get the whole deal. Spending good money when you don't even like to skate.
Ricky, it's David's money.
Why didn't he spend it on something worthwhile?
Like what?
Like chocolate sodas.
Marilyn doesn't like chocolate sodas.
So what? I do.
I'm spending it on her, not you.
I'll bet she wouldn't take you to a baseball game if she didn't like baseball.
Look, Ricky, girls don't take boys. I'm taking her skating. She's not taking me.
That's what you think.
Oh, don't be such a dope.
You're listening to Classic TV and Radio on Radio America. We have a great variety of shows for you to enjoy, and we're adding more every day. We're happy you're listening, and we would appreciate any donations you could make so we can keep these great old programs coming. If there's a particular show you would like to hear, or you just want to make a comment, you can email us at radioamerica@inbox.com. Thank you, and join us again right here on Classic TV and Radio Shows.